Lucky Strike program starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Rochester, Dennis Day, Bob Crosby, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Ladies and gentlemen, the Lucky Strike radio show is usually rehearsed on Saturday morning. And after the rehearsal, it's customary for the cast to gather in the drugstore across the street for a light lunch. As our show opens, Dennis and I are just entering the drugstore.
We're the first ones here, Don.
Yes, Dennis. Jack and Bob Crosby had to stay to discuss the music.
I'm glad it's not too crowded here. We can get seats right away.
Yeah. Where'd you like to sit, Dennis? Table or at the counter?
Oh, the table. It's too dangerous sitting at the counter when you're eating with Mr. Benny.
What do you mean, dangerous?
When the check comes and he runs for the door, he always knocks me off the stool. Let's sit over here at this table.
Okay.
Should we order our lunch now or wait for the others?
Oh, I may as well wait.
Okay. Hope they come soon. I'm so hungry I could eat a horse.
That's what I had for breakfast.
Here comes Bob Crosby.
Oh, Bob, here we are.
Oh, hi, fellas.
Jack will be along in a minute.
I thought he was coming with you.
Oh, he was, but he had to go back to his dressing room. He forgot his hat.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. It's spring. What does he need his hat for?
His hair was in it.
Here.
Hi, kids. I didn't expect you to be at the table here. I thought you'd be sitting at the counter.
I'm still black and blue from the last time.
Sit down, Jack. I'll call the waitress.
No, let me call her, Don. I think she has a crutch on me. Oh, Miss?
What do you want, Max?
We'd like to order. How about the menus?
We haven't got any.
Well, how do we know what to order?
It's tattooed on my arm.
When you rolled up your sleeve, I thought you were going to hit me. I'll tell you what. I'll have a roast beef sandwich and coffee.
I'll have the same.
I'll have a roast beef sandwich, too.
What do you want to drink?
An oyster malted milk.
An oyster malted milk?
Uh-huh.
Dennis, that is absolutely ridiculous, ordering an oyster malted milk.
You're right. This month hasn't got an R in it.
Miss, get him anything. Anything at all.
Okay, I'll bring you what he had yesterday.
What did he have yesterday?
Chicken soup.
Well, that sounds sensible.
With a live chicken in it?
Look, bring him anything.
Y'all.
Oh, wait a minute. You haven't taken my order, miss.
Ow. What do you have, Titanic?
Well, I'm really not very hungry. Just bring me what I usually have.
I can't.
Why not?
The fellow who helped me carry it in is off today.
Well, then just bring me a ham sandwich and a Coke.
Okay.
Say, Jack, I meant to ask you something. When do we go off the air for the summer?
Oh, Bob, we do our last radio show next Sunday.
Oh, gee, I hope I don't forget.
Forget what?
To wake Remley up and tell him to go home.
Yeah, don't forget. I don't want to pay the janitor for dusting him all summer. By the way, Bob, what are the boys in the band going to do during their vacation?
Well, Charlie Bagby is going back east to his brother's farm, and Fletcher is taking an auto trip around the country, and my drummer Sammy is going to Leavenworth for 3 months.
Leavenworth Prison?
Mm-hmm. You see, he's Willie Sutton's summer replacement.
Well, I'll be darned.
Say, Jack, why wasn't Mary at rehearsal today?
I don't know. She didn't call or anything. Toward the end of the season, everybody does what they want to.
Gee, I hope the waitress hurries with the order. I want to go to the hospital and see my mother and father.
Your mother and father are in the hospital, Dennis?
Yeah, they have to have an operation.
Dennis, they both need an operation at the same time?
Uh-huh. The doctors have to get her fist out of his mouth.
What?
Yeah, and it's all your fault.
My fault?
Last week I decided to quit your show and I was talking it over with my mother.
Well, how does your father fit into this?
He took your side.
Oh, and that was when your mother...
Yeah, for years she's been telling Papa, one of these days, and this time, pow, right in the kisser.
Dennis, I don't believe one word of it.
Here's your grub. Here's your three roast beef sandwiches. And here's your chicken soup.
Oh, boy, just the way I like it.
I'm glad. I'm glad. Where are you going, Bob?
Oh, there's a jukebox over here, Jack. I thought we might have some music while we eat.
Oh.
Let's see, what'll I play? Well, that song's his. That one is his, too. The next one. And the one after that. And the one after that also. Well, it looks like I'll just have to give my brother a nickel. Hey, look, they got one of Dennis Day's records, Blue Gardenia. Hey, Denny.
What?
They've got one of your records on this jukebox.
Well, don't just stand there. Play it.
Okay, I will.
Everyone is looking forward to the 4th of July, and so is Bruner's. And to make this an exciting holiday, Bruner's is starting it off with a big pre-4th of July sale. They've combed the store for savings on quality home furnishings. Summer furniture, beach towels, portable radios and TVs, all are on sale now at special reductions. If it's a sofa sleeper for unexpected guests, or a mattress and box spring for the spare room, bedspreads, sheets or pillows, they're all specially priced now. You'll find savings on dinette sets, everything for the family room, plus hundreds of accessories for the home. And remember, no matter how big the sale or the savings, you can be sure it's right at Bruner's. It's never necessary that an item be damaged or defective for it to be returned. Customer satisfaction is thus guaranteed every Bruner customer in a meaningful way. So come in and save with confidence at Bruner's big pre-4th of July celebration sale.
And shop and save now at Bruner's pre-4th of July sale. Bruner's is open Friday till 9.
Many doctors recommend a fat and cholesterol-restricted diet, which includes cutting back on certain foods such as eggs, the highest single source of cholesterol in the daily diet. I'm Arthur Godfrey, and I've got some news about Second Nature. That's the name of a cholesterol-free egg substitute that I've been enjoying for breakfast lots of mornings lately. With Second Nature, we can have the taste and the protein quality of nature's eggs without the cholesterol, and with only half the calories. It contains the entire fresh egg white of the natural egg, The only substitution is in the yolk, the source of cholesterol. And Second Nature is the first cholesterol-free egg substitute that's ready to use. That means no defrosting. You pour it right from the carton into the frying pan. For scrambled eggs and omelets, French toast, pancakes, any place you use eggs. Accept no substitute for farm fresh eggs except this substitute, Second Nature.
Dennis, I gotta buy one of those records. Your voice really sounds great on it. I mean, don't get me wrong, kid. Your singing is always wonderful, but it sounded even better on that record.
Oh, that's because that day I made it, I had an oyster malted milk.
Oh, quiet.
Well, everybody's finished. I'll get the check.
Oh, no, Bob. I'll take the check.
Well, Don, let me take it this time.
Bob, I really think I ought to pay the check today.
No, Don, I feel that I should.
Well, I feel I should.
Why are you so quiet, Dennis? You cheap or something? Huh?
Gee, I was just going to ask you the same thing.
Well, you fellas settle the check. I'm going home.
Me too.
Gee, it's a nice day. I think I'll walk home. There goes Jimmy Stewart in his Cadillac. Hey, there goes Mickey Rooney in his MG. And there's Humphrey Bogart in his Jaguar. Yeah. I ought to keep that thing on a leash. When you say I beg your pardon, then I'll come back to you. When you ask me to, hey, look at that theater marquee. The new picture that just opened up. Fort Tye, starring George Montgomery. I wonder how many people know that George Montgomery's married to Dinah Shore. I found out when he slapped my face. Hey, wait a minute. This Fort Tye is one of those new three-dimensional pictures. Gee, I haven't seen a 3D movie yet. The show isn't too long. Maybe I got time. Well, there's a doorman standing in the theater lobby. You ought to know how long the picture is. I'll ask him. Excuse me, sir. How long is this show?
I don't know.
Well, are they showing a double feature today?
I don't know.
Well, tell me, in order to see this three-dimensional picture, do I have to wear Polaroid glasses?
I don't know.
You don't know anything. You're a fine doorman.
Who's a doorman? I'm in the picture.
Well, I'll see you later in the week. See, that 3D fascinates me. I think I'll...
Hello, Mr. Beanie.
Why, Mr. Gibson.
Mr. Kitzel, I haven't seen you for a long time.
Likewise.
Let me look at you. Gosh, you look wonderful. Where'd you get that deep tan?
Well, this is from my new job. I'm a lifeguard by Santa Monica Beach.
A lifeguard? Hey, that must be interesting work.
Yeah, especially watching the beautiful girls in their bathing suits.
Say, I understand the girls' bathing suits are skimpier than ever this year.
Definitely. In fact, yesterday I saw a bikini bathing suit on one girl who...
You know, those girls in the bikini bathing suits must have everybody staring at them.
You say that all the men on the beach look like Eddie Cantor.
I see what you mean. Tell me, Mr. Kitzel, have you saved many people from drowning?
Dozens. In fact, this is how I first met my wife.
Oh, you rescued her?
Unfortunately.
Mr. Gitter, you're joking.
Joking, he says. I finally figured out that she really wasn't drowning. This was just a trick so she could meet me and I could marry her.
What makes you think she did a thing like that?
Who else goes swimming in a bridal gown?
No.
Yeah, she kept yelling, "Help, lifeguard, justice of the peace."
Well, look, Mr. Kissel, I'm on my way home. Would you like to walk along with me?
I'm sorry, Mr. Benny, but I'm on my lunch hour, and I got to dash back to the beach.
Oh, well, goodbye, Mr. Kissel.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Nature makes color naturally. Generous splashes of pine needle green, wildflower yellow, treetop brown, sunset reds, and sky blue. They're all around you, a part of your world.
Now you can take those colors and colorscape your home during Sears' special outdoor paint sale. Save $2 a gallon on Sears exterior latex house paint. Normally $4.99 a gallon, but now through Saturday, just $2.99. You save 40%. It goes on easily, dries in 30 minutes, is free of lead hazards, and needs only soap and water cleanup. Choose one or more for your world. It comes in 10 popular environmental colors.
And when you need to put the color on anywhere or any place, spray it on.
With Sears sprayer, compressor, and paint tank. Now specially priced at just $2.29. Regularly $313.98 if you bought all the components separately. You get a powerful twin-cylinder electric motor, spray gun, and three-gallon paint tank. All for only $2.29. Quite a saving.
Save $2 a gallon on Sears exterior latex house paint.
And save more with a Sears sprayer compressor.
Surround yourself in color now, because it's only natural.
But hurry, sale ends Saturday at all Sears stores.
We call Subaru the small car that's all car. And now we back it with a tremendous new warranty. A 12-month unlimited mileage warranty. That's right, unlimited mileage. Here's how it works. We cover your Subaru for a full year, no matter how many miles you drive, providing your car is operated in the recommended manner and serviced by your authorized Subaru dealers. Everything on the car except parts replaced under normal use and maintenance is covered. We cover the quadrisonal engine, the front wheel drive, the independent suspension, the electrical system, the radio, even the cigarette lighter for a full 12 months. And we're so sure of Subaru durability and solid engineering, we protect you for a full year no matter how many miles you drive. So if you're after durability and economy that lasts, test drive the Subaru. With the new 12-month unlimited mileage warranty, it really is the small car that's all car.
Rochester, did the mail come?
Yeah, but there wasn't much. Just a magazine.
Let's see. How President Eisenhower Can Play Golf in the 80s by Ben Hogan. You know, Rochester, that Hogan is a great pro. I played with him once, and he showed me how to take 9 strokes off my game.
How?
He told me to cut out one hole. A par 3 yet. Well, I think I'll go in the den and read it.
Mr. Barry, aren't you going to listen to the Indianapolis Auto Race? It's on the radio now.
Oh, gee, I'm glad you reminded me. I'll read this later. Gee, I hope I can still hear the race. It's usually so exciting. I wonder what station it's on.
Hello! Congratulations, Mrs. Smith. You win the jackpot, and for your prizes, you get 3 dresses complete with shoes and matching handbag, a quart charge of orchids, a complete set of silverware, a set of cooking utensils, a French table and chairs.
That wasn't the station.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for our special guests tonight, we have the Sportsman Quartet. As you all know, this famous quartet appears every week on the Jack Benny Show. That's why they're taking outside work.
Pay them good money.
At their selection tonight, they will sing Side by Side.
Gee, I gotta listen to this.
It doesn't matter at all.
good, but that's not the station the races are on. I'll try this one.
A double oven gas range, your home plate inside and out, a 21-inch television set, electric blankets for every bed in your house, a 2-week vacation in Hawaii.
Oh, that's not it. Now, let's see. Where's that race? I'll try this station here. Either. Maybe I passed it back here somewhere.
And that concludes today's exciting episode. Will Frank marry Elizabeth? Is Elizabeth still in love with Harry? Will Harry divorce Evelyn? Will Evelyn remarry her first husband, Stephen? Does Stephen know his wife is in love with Frank, who may marry Elizabeth? Tune in tomorrow to hear another chapter of The Crazy Mixed Up Bunch of Kids.
Can I get the right station? Rochester, answer the phone, will you, please, while I try to get the races.
Yes, sir. Hello, Mr. Berry's residence, Star of Stage, Radio, and Television.
Rochester, you forgot about movies.
They forgot about him.
What?
They told him whither to go is.
Well, that I don't understand at all.
I'll get Mr. Berry for you, Miss Livingston.
Thank you.
Oh, Mr. Berry, it's for thou.
Hello?
Hello, Jack. This is Mary.
Well, it's nice of you to call. You know, you missed rehearsal.
Yes, Jack, but I wasn't feeling well, so I went to the doctor.
Gee, I didn't know that. Is there anything wrong?
Well, the doctor isn't too sure, but he says I may have to have my appendix out.
Gosh.
And, Jack, the reason I'm calling is because an appendix operation is kind of expensive, and I thought you could help me.
Mary. Mary, you mean... You want me to...
Why not? You took your own out.
That was an emergency. You know, Mary, I have a hunch you made this whole thing up just because you missed rehearsal.
Well, you're right, Jack. The reason I missed is because my family's here from Plainfield, and I was showing them the town.
Oh.
And I thought you'd help me out. You know, they want to take a tour through a movie studio, and... You might have a pull with one of them.
Well, let's see. There's 20th Century Fox, MGM, Paramount, Warner Brothers.
Keep thinking, Jack. There must be one you didn't make a picture for.
Look, Mary, I'm trying to help you. I'll see if I can do something about getting your folks into a studio. Is your sister Babe going to be with them, too?
Oh, Babe isn't here. She stayed in Plainfield.
How come?
Well, Mom and Pop only had enough money for 2 bus tickets, so Babe decided to hitchhike.
Oh, did she get any rides?
No, she went on the highway, and she tried everything. She even pulled up her skirt and showed her legs.
What happened?
2 men tried to run her over.
No.
Missed rehearsal. It won't happen again.
Okay, I'll try to fix it for your folks to go through a studio.
Thanks, bye.
Goodbye. Now, where did Rochester... Oh, I'll try to get the races again. Oh, no, you don't.
A 12-carat diamond ring. A brand new convertible, a swimming pool installed in your yard.
Why can't I get the races?
And here come the cars down the stretch for the 14th lap.
That's it. That's it. I got it.
The 3 leaders are now coming past the grandstand.
Gee, they're going fast.
Now, let me give you the speed the leaders are averaging. The Agajanian, 127.39 miles per hour. The Ferrari Deluxe, 127.38. And the Hudson Special, 127.40. This is excellent time for the Hudson when you consider its driver stepped down too far and is dragging his feet.
Well, how do you like that?
And here come the next four cars.
God, what a race! Gentlemen, the chief hope of our enemies is to divide the United States along racial and religious lines and thereby conquer us. Let's not spread prejudice. A divided America is a weak America. Through our behavior, we encourage the respect of our children and make them better neighbors to all races and religions. Remind them that being good neighbors has helped make our country great and kept her free. Thank you.
We're talking to shoppers at the beautiful...
I enjoy the picture, boss.
All was fine, Rochester. It was pretty long, though.
I'll have your dinner ready soon.
Okay, I'll turn on the radio and listen to the news.
To the Yankee Stadium, the Super Chiefs, the Empire State Building, Philadelphia, and a Hoover vacuum cleaner complete with Herbert Hoover.
What taxes that woman will have to pay.